It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host Jennifer Chandler brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
There is nothing better than a ripe, juicy summer tomato. I sometimes find it hard to believe that these bright, red, juicy fruits are even in the same family as the bland, pinkish variety that is available at supermarkets the rest of the year. Tomato pie is a classic recipe that is a delicious way to enjoy this summer treat. Tomatoes take center stage in this southern dish that is made with simple ingredients. Summer tomatoes tend to be very juicy. To make your tomato pie a little less watery, place the tomatoes in a colander over the sink. Sprinkle a little bit of salt on them and allow them to drain for about 10 minutes. This simple step will make your pie easier to slice. If you don't mind the juiciness, you can just skip this step. As for the flaky crust, you can make a homemade pie crust, but for this recipe, a good quality prepared crust would work just fine. Either way, be sure to par-bake the crust to ensure that it doesn't get soggy. The addition of cheese brings the savory pie together. I like to use a combination of sharp cheddar and mozzarella. You can change the cheeses to fit your taste. Blue cheese, Swiss cheese, and even Gouda would all be delicious variations to a classic recipe. The finishing touch is to spread a thin layer of mayonnaise over the top of the pie. Be assured, it is an essential addition to the recipe. It creates a golden top that complements the creamy, juicy interior of the pie. Perfect hot from the oven, or equally as good at room temperature, tomato pie is truly a perfect summertime fare. Pair it with a leafy green salad and you have a complete meal. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.